Hello, everyone. Compliments of the season, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Curious K podcast. My name is Kolapo, and I'm your host. And if you don't know, I'm happy to announce that I was awarded Tech Bro of the Year by the Heart of Technology Awards. And this is very special to me. It's my first award ever. And I'm grateful. Thanks to everyone who has been part of the journey. And if you're joining us for the first time, Curious K Podcast is also a show where I meet with amazing startup founders, ecosystem builders, and everyone working to make entrepreneurship thrive in Africa. And this episode promises to be very exciting because I'm featuring Iriayo Oladunjoye, head startups at Lagos Innovate. Iriayo is currently responsible for developing and implementing government-led programs aimed at supporting and enabling environment for tech startups and innovation-driven enterprises to thrive in Lagos State at Lagos State Employment Trust Fund.
I'm glad to be here, Kolapo.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. So how are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you? Congratulations again for your award.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right. So tell us about your work at Lagos Innovate, Iri.
Okay, so Lagos Innovate is actually an intervention of Lagos State Employment Trust Fund. And Lagos State Employment Trust Fund was created by law by the Lagos State government in 2016 for supporting MSMEs with creating an enabling environment for job creation and wealth creation. So Lagos Innovate is just one of the ways in which Lagos State Employment Trust Fund achieves its mandate of creating an enabling environment for startups and reducing the rate of unemployment in Lagos State. Now, you had mentioned it, but I'll just reiterate it for those listening, that Lagos Innovate supports the tech ecosystem in Lagos State by providing access to infrastructure, talent, mentorship, loans for individuals, like people that are interested in the tech ecosystem, and for hub operators as well. So that's pretty much what we do in a nutshell.
And how long has this been happening in Lagos State?
So LSTF was created in 2016. The Lagos Innovate intervention I kicked in 2018. So we've been doing it since 2018.
Great. And can you tell us about some of your programs? Because it's really interesting, some of the things you've mentioned in terms of access to loans, supporting innovation hubs, entrepreneurs, and all that.
Okay, so when the intervention was put together, we looked at what areas the tech ecosystem needed or where there was where gaps and what we needed to do to help people or to support people, startups better. And the pioneering programs are what we call the Workspace Voucher Program. It works like a grant, but when I say a grant, I don't want people to think, oh, you're going to get money in your bank. What we're doing is providing access to workspaces across Lagos State. Currently, we're in partnership with over 50 co-working spaces. So now, if you're a business and you needed a space, you know, you needed a space to work from, you don't have an office, needed access to data, continuous data or continuous electricity, this is what we're doing for you. We're basically supporting you with your overheads. So the Workspace Voucher Program is pretty much you apply to us and we give you access after we've, you know, assessed your application, access to any of our over 50 co-working spaces across Lagos State. So providing infrastructure for businesses. From doing this program or for actually implementing this program, we found that the pipeline of startups was not as strong as we expect it to be. So we created what we call the Idea Hub program. It's a mentorship short incubator program. For people that are ideation and want to get to MVP, you need hand-holding to get you from where you are to the next stage so that you're better equipped to actually survive in the ecosystem or to create your startup. So this one is for people at ideation that have tech-enabled businesses and want to scale. They want to get from ideation to MVP. Again, I'm sure you're aware of this, Kolapo. Most of us in the ecosystem are aware of what the lack of talent.
Yeah.
So we have a program called the Talent Development. Basically, it's capacity building. So we have two tracks. You either apply for a loan, where you get access to a loan to go and study something that would help you in the tech ecosystem, or you apply to what we call the Talent Development, also capacity building, and it's also a student loan. But for the Talent Development, we have 10 partners, like training partners, that you would have to go, you'll go on our website, see the courses they have available, see the mode in which they're delivering the courses, and the duration of the course, and see which one best suits you as an individual. Apply for this. And what we're pretty much doing is we're paying the school for you to be upskilled. When you get into employment, we expect that you pay us back the money so we can use it again for another set of beneficiaries of the program. And I mentioned that we also provide access to finance for hub operators. So in other words, hubs, we are aware that hubs support the ecosystem in different formats. Some of them are incubators, some of them are accelerators, some of them are co-working spaces. However, if these people want to, if these businesses want to expand, and in other words, we'll be able to support more startups, we give them access to finance at a one-digit interest rate per annum to upskill themselves, to expand themselves. So those are our programs in a nutshell.
Sounds really interesting. And I think they're really great programs. But I would just like to quickly talk about the Idea Lab program you mentioned. So do you provide funding during this program for startups as well?
So are you talking about the Idea Hub program?
Yeah, the Idea Hub program. Oh, yes.
So we don't provide funding for them. So what we do is we pair you up with a mentor that will work with you through the 12-week program. But we also have sessions where you actually come to us. Now, some of our mentees, should I say, as by virtue of actually being in the hub, have been able to get access to funding through the network. Because again, when you're coming into our program, once you're one of our beneficiaries, there are different things you have access to. You have access to investors, you have access to peer networking, you have access to learning, and you have access to knowledge to help you actually be able to go and bid or raise funds should you need. But I want you to note that this actual program, the Idea Hub program, is an incubation mentorship program and is designed to actually just help the very early stage tech-enabled ventures with the relevant skills, networking opportunities, and mentorships from seasoned industry experts to achieve minimum viable products. Now, this will give you access to the government, investors, but LSTF as a whole doesn't actually provide funding for the beneficiaries now.
All right. Sounds really interesting, because I was talking with a friend. He lives in Finland. I think he's planning on starting a startup.
Okay.
And he mentioned something about, I think, a startup voucher that he has access to there. Maybe like 70,000 euros. I can't remember the figure. But it was just interesting that when he was mentioning that, I kind of connected to Lagos Innovate. And he mentioned, okay, when startups, I mean, part of what you can use a startup voucher is to maybe build your technology, maybe build your website and all that. I think the workspace is really very interesting. But do you see Lagos Innovate to expand maybe this support to maybe some of like the key infrastructure these businesses might need? Like you said, the workspace voucher is a grant, but it's not like you've been paid directly. The orbs are being paid and you use the services. But is there a possibility, maybe in the future, that maybe these startup voucher or grants can involve maybe technology development for some of the startups that maybe they want to build a website, all of those kind of thing, but there is a partnership that can maybe LSTF or Lagos Innovate will pay, but at the end, you know that these people will have some technology footprints, maybe like your website and some other things they might need at their very early stage.
So when you say this, we're called Lagos Innovate, and what I like about the fund is that we're nimble. We will change to what is needed. We will innovate to whatever is needed. But you also have to bear in mind that a lot of startups that we have right now, you want funding or you want to raise funds, but is the business part of your startup actually ready to take the funding? And what we're focusing at the moment is actually making sure that you're fund ready. You're solid enough to actually be able to scale. Because it's when you get funding, some people think they want funding. What type of funding do you want? Are you gonna is it grant funding do you want? Is it equity? Is it a convertible? Is it debt? We're dealing with people that might not necessarily understand these, this complexity, and we're teaching them. But yes, with Lagos Innovate, I can't tell you for sure that that's the case, but I wouldn't be surprised if we do expand to that, if it's needed and you see the need for it. Like you mentioned, your friend in Finland, where they have the workspace voucher, they have the voucher that gives you access to this. Currently, what our voucher gives you access to is the workspace, which is a big challenge for startups right now. Now, when we get feedback that, okay, we want funding to do this and that, and we can assess businesses or startups to see if they're able to use the funding and be able to develop themselves. Of course, this is something we'll look at, of course.
Yeah, sounds good. And let's talk about impact. You mentioned, I mean, the Lagos Innovate part was maybe launched in 2018. So yes. Tell us, like, I mean, how many startups have maybe been part of the program? I mean, if you can share numbers with us.
Of course we can. Of course I can share numbers. So we've intervened in over 400 startups from inception. So I would say like we've awarded about 300 vouchers to startups to enable them to have access to quality space. And when I say vouchers, so there are different categories to vouchers. So some of these beneficiaries are getting 3 months vouchers. Some of them are getting 6 months vouchers, and some of them are getting 12 months vouchers. And we've trained about 150 beneficiaries with the capacity building. Now the capacity building program didn't start at 2018. It started later. We've mentored close to 100 startups through the Idea Hub program. We've provided access to funding to about two hubs, and then to expand their businesses. And I'll make mention that these and the access to the hub loans is to the tune of 50 million naira that they can get. So this is what we've done so far. So about 400, just over 400 startups have benefited from us.
Great. I mean, that's amazing. I know quite a number of startups here at Vertebra too, where I work to support startups. I mean, and I think that benefit has gone a long way in supporting these businesses. So let's talk about partnership. I mean, we understand governments can't always do this alone. And it's always very interesting that Lagos State has a way of leading when it comes to innovate programs, across board. So what are some of like the partnership that Lagos Innovate or LSCTF, you've worked with some of your existing partnership or places you're still interested to have new partners work with you?
So if I focus on Lagos Innovate, which is that for the tech ecosystem, so currently we have over 50 co-working space partners across Lagos State, and we still have some in the pipeline that want to work with us. And I'm glad that you made mention that you can't do anything alone. You need to find people that are in alignment with your mission and your vision, yeah, and collaborate with them and partner with them. And with the talent development, we were in partnership with the Honeywell Group. And not just the Honeywell Group, like the Honeywell Group is obviously our funding partner. But then for us to actually deliver the training, it's not LSCTF delivering the training. So we partner with schools. And currently we have 10 training schools that we're in partnership with. Again, we still have people in the pipeline that want to actually come and work with us. And we aim to train over 10,000 next year. In the tech ecosystem. We also have a pool of over 30 mentors who are the professionals in the private sector that assist us in delivering the Idea Hub program. Again, we can't do it alone. So we do have sessions, and we have 30 plus mentors. We also have facilitators that take the webinars with us to speak to subject areas that are very important for startups to be aware of, the things to do, the things not to do, the things to be aware of, how to build your team, how to, how to network, and the likes. So yes, I'm glad that you made mention to the necessity of actually partnering with the private sector to achieve our goals and objectives that are in alignment.
All right, and I like the fact that you have a goal to train 10,000 developers from right next year.
Not just developers, so data analysts, developers, anything in the tech ecosystem. That's what we plan to do next year.
Okay, great. Because, like you mentioned earlier, we can't deny the fact of, the dearth of talent, in the ecosystem. And we continuously need a pipeline. Yes. Somebody was talking about India some days ago, a friend, about how India was able to grow to be like an hub. When it comes to like technology or people building innovative technologies. And, we have the numbers in Nigeria, in Lagos, which is where you have a lot of young people. And I think this will really be interesting if we can reach that milestones. And I believe there are some other private sectors that are playing as well. And with this effort, I believe we'll be able to have who knows, next year, by the end of next year, it might be churning out up to 50,000.
That would be awesome. Yes, yeah. That would be awesome. I mean, it, just to buttress what you're saying, like the talent deficiency and the jackpot syndrome as is going on now, people with jackpot, you can't change it. You know, people yeah. will leave. What my belief is, make sure that whoever is left behind isn't left behind. They need to be upskilled to be able to do the jobs that people are leaving.
Great. And let's just talk about like the talent a bit more. So that's the goal. The goal is to train 10,000, and funding is critical. We understand that there are infrastructure challenge in terms of maybe access to power, internet for the yeah. student to learn. They can't even afford to pay for these programs and all. And you have a loan model where students can have access to, right?
Yes.
And this is going to cover all the 10,000 potential students that
will benefit from the program. Oh, yes, it will. Yes. So just to put it up front as well, what we expect from people is you also find that when people have free, you know, when you have free loan, like courses, people, the completion rate is very, very low. So we want people to have a skin in the game. So we expect you to put 20% equity. So if your course is 100,000 naira, we want you to put 20,000 naira and we'll loan you 80,000 naira. And to mitigate the risk of, you know, the person spending the money or anything, we'll pay the school directly. So when you finish, you get your certified. And most of the schools we're partnering with are also schools that, you know, as we evolved, we realized that, you know, just not like you, I can train you for 3 months. But if you're a novice and you don't have project-based experience or internships, the likelihood of you getting a job is very slim. So we've partnered with people that are not just only training you, actually giving you the opportunity to intern so that you can get those, you know, hand-on skills. And you made mention of people that might not be able to afford the data. That was, I spoke to that or alluded to it before, where if you go to on the training, if you go on our page and you check on the training schools we partner with, you have some that all their classes are physical. So you go to their facility and go and study there. Some of them are hybrid. Some people are upskilling themselves. Like they might be working in a job that's not tech focused, but looking at, you know what, the future is technology. Or I need to upskill myself. So some people are working, you know, at work and cannot come physically. So they'll prefer online or weekend courses. So really try to look at what the needs are and vary the needs to the different people that are in the ecosystem to suit them best, to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to actually build their capacity in the tech ecosystem.
Great. I mean, that's amazing. And talent, critical funding. And last year, I think Nigerian startup raised maybe 1.5 billion. I'm sure maybe the numbers are almost the same for this year. Maybe even across Africa, we've done close to like 5 billion again. And so can you tell us, and I know recently we have like the Startup Act now, used to be the new, you know, and of course, Lagos Innovate is a very integral part of this. So what do you think you're doing or Lagos Innovate is doing to just enhance or attract more startup investment in Lagos? Because of course, most of these startups are even based in Lagos, right? So can you just tell us more about your work in that aspect of funding?
So if I focus, like Lagos Innovate's mandate is to provide support mainly to early stage startups, right?
Okay.
And with our innovations, we position our startups to qualify as perfect avenues for foreign investments, right? Through our Idea Hub program, many of these early stage startups learn a lot about the major do's and don'ts to secure funding and how to operate their businesses and how to scale. The Workspace Voucher also provides an avenue for physical and virtual offices, which are essential when you're securing funding. So what would I say? Even some of our beneficiaries that have come through, you know, our programs have accessed, you know, funding. And it, what it is we're giving you the foundation to be able to attract this funding. And then you alluded to, obviously, you know, working to improve policies for startups with the Startup Bill. We're constantly engaging, you know, the relevant authorities and the ecosystem to formulate, inform and improve the policies for startups. We played a role with the Startup Bill when they were having the community, you know, meetups. We were visible where we were speaking, you know, advocating for startups as well. So we're very interested in you know, the development and the scaling of startups and the fundings that startups can receive. But I wanted to just reiterate that our mandate is providing the support to mainly early stage startups. Yeah.
All right. So does this support, does it connect with policies? I mean, do you provide support in terms of like improving policies for startups as well?
So you'd have, like, obviously, because we're an agency of the government. So when the Startup Bill was being, you know, was being worked on, we were part of it. If there are things that if we have, you know, like the network between the relationship between Lagos State Employment Trust Fund and the policymakers is there. So, we, you know, our eyes and our ears are on ground of what's happening with startups. So that was why I said we, if we need to inform on what, you know, what the, you know, pain points are for startups, we will do that always.
Great. And is there like a mechanism? Is there like a way, you know, startup can communicate or a way you capture feedback from the startup ecosystem? Is there like a platform or what ways do you, you know, get like that real-time feedback or what do you think the problems the startups are facing or things that the government needs to improve on? Is there like a mechanism for that currently?
I'm glad that the startup bill is in existence because there's a mechanism for that, right? Now, it's not implementing it locally in terms of obviously the startup bill is federal. So now we're implementing it, you know, in the different states to see, to make sure that this exists. Now with Lagos Innovates, with all our, and we have, you know, hubs that we speak to that are, you know, that where the homes of the startups are, where they're working from, where we have, you know, constant engagement with them. We hold hub tours, we're available. Most of all our programs have groups. So you have, you know, each cohort has a group of where you can communicate with us and we'll let you know what's going on. So yes, we do have this.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing that. So Irayo, can you tell us about your plans for 2023 as we round off?
So my plan, or should I say our plan for 2023, is more impact and more reach. We want to get to as many people that are interested in the tech ecosystem, that are working in the, you know, in the tech ecosystem, support them and impact every business, one business at a time. But, you know, if people don't know about us, don't know about what our interventions are, there's a problem. So we want more impact and more reach for 2023.
All right. So is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
I would just like to encourage all Lagos State residents to stay informed by looking out at the, you know, looking out for the opportunities from us and apply for the relevant programs and interventions. And this is not just for the Lagos Innovate interventions, for the LSTF, all of our programs. We're here to support the ecosystem, both the MSME ecosystem and the startup ecosystem. So I want to encourage Lagos residents to stay informed, look out for opportunities we have for you, and apply for the relevant programs and interventions.
Great. Thank you, Irayo, for being on the show. It's really been an exciting conversation.
Thank you so much for having me, Kolakbo. I was glad to be on the show with you today.
Yeah, finally, we did it, right?
We did it, so finally. Thank you so much for your patience with me.
All right. Thank you, Irayo. It's great to have you and looking forward to, you know, to working with you and, you know, let's get back in the ecosystem, grow. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this conversation and see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Yeah. Bye-bye.